I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, December 28. Coming up, Prime Minister urges the public to demonstrate good values throughout the festive season. Upgrading of Marcus Garvey Drive on track for completion next April, and tourist areas on the North Coast expected to benefit from reform efforts. The news in detail after the break. The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here's a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
Don't speed. In the rush to get to a Christmas party or to do your Christmas shopping, you may be tempted to speed. Drive within the speed limit to prevent crashes this holiday season. A speeding ticket and possible collisions are not likely on your holiday wish list. So make this holiday season a safe one for all. A holiday road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging members of the public to demonstrate the values of peace, goodwill and cooperation throughout the remainder of the festive season. Mr. Holness says achieving the goal of making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families and do business requires people to prize the values of cooperation and collaboration over confrontation and conflict. He is also urging persons to pay special attention to the less fortunate and those who may be grieving the loss of loved ones.
You don't have to have money to show love. Your words of encouragement and upliftment, your smile, your generosity of spirit can warm hearts. Go over to a shut-in and give a helping hand. Reach out to a child. Call up a family member you might not have been in touch with. Mend fences. Call someone from whom you might have been estranged. Pass on the love that Jesus passed on to you.
The Prime Minister is also expressing gratitude to members of the essential services who are required to work on holidays. The upgrading and expansion of Marcus Garvey Drive in St. Andrew is on track for completion next April. Manager of Communications and Customer Services at the National Works Agency, Stephen Shaw, says the stabilized concrete base is nearing completion.
The southern side has been completed. We have a couple of areas just to complete the northern side, and the work is moving apace. The contractor has started to put down the asphaltic concrete surface, which is a good sign. The median barriers are being installed, and all of these things together will see a vastly improved corridor, certainly by the end of January of next year.
The work is also intended to resolve flooding issues that have plagued that particular stretch of road. On completion of works, Marcus Garvey Drive will move from 4 to 6 lanes with the installation of sidewalks on both sides of the road. The upgraded roadway will see improved drainage infrastructure and the addition of a new base layer and asphaltic concrete, as well as better lighting. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says tourist areas on the North Coast are to benefit from several reforms geared at improving visitor experiences. Among these reforms, Mr. Bartlett says, will be the appointment of a destination manager for the Port of Falmouth early next year, as well as the restructuring of resort boards in Ocho Rios and Montego Bay.
As a result, too, we are going to be restructuring the resort boards. In fact, we're changing the name to make them resort development councils, right? So that these are going to be constituted of people who are involved in the delivery of the day-to-day experience in the resort. So like the health and the fire, you know, and the MSWMA, people sanitation, right? And the local authorities.
Minister Bartlett was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne. A key part of the reforms will be educating stakeholders about growing the tourist industry. And plans are far advanced for the 15th staging of the Urban Development Corporation, UDC's, fireworks on the waterfront. The event, to be held December 31 under the theme Come Celebrate Good Times, will recognize the first anniversary of the UNESCO designation of Kingston as a creative music city. Director of Corporate Communications at the UDC, Lorna Clark, says the inclusion of the December 2015 UNESCO Creative City designation is expected to add a new dimension to the celebrations. Activities are slated to begin at 2 p.m. and will include a stage show, Kiddies Village with rides and other activities, and will culminate with the highly anticipated fireworks display at midnight. UDC first staged the event in 1999. The event offers multiple opportunities for partnerships as the corporation promotes vendors and service providers. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.